So we can get us some new license plates now, huh?
Yeah, and these are the old-timey ones, right?
Excuse me.
The black on white?
Excuse me. They're not old-timey.
Retro, I think, is perhaps what they might like.
But, you know, I'd always thought that those colorful plates were hard to read.
This is Texas. By God, we don't need any kind of garish type stuff on here. We're Texas.
We don't need no fancy pantsy. We don't need
any of that garbage.
Just black on white. That's fine with us.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if all these other highfalutin places want to do some kind of thing, it's because they want to put a dang manatee on there or a dolphin or something like that. Whatever.
What do we got now? Do we still have the one with the little spaceship on it?
Yeah, the spaceship. See, we don't even do that anymore. Yeah.
No, it doesn't have that on there. It's just colorful.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's just colorful. Well, we used to have one with spaceships on it.
We did, and a little oil derrick and a cowboy on a horse and all that stuff.
Yeah. I remember back in 1968, because I was living in San Antonio.
Chase.
And we had this.
They had the best license plate.
Well, no, it was all over Texas.
Because Dan Blocker was in the band. You'd think the next 2 weeks going to be fun. It's not. Yeah. No, it's not.
We had this thing called. We had this event called Hemisphere that you.
We remember that. They tried to make that.
And all the license plates in Texas that year came out said Hemisphere on.
Yeah. How'd that work out for you?
Oh, I think the Hemisphere probably did fine. They still got a big old tower there in downtown.
They used to have an arena.
They built an arena for it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they you know, they cleaned the river. They turned it from green to aqua and got all the bodies out. So, you know. Built himself a restaurant or two.
They did.
Yeah.
Remember that.
Yeah.
That was wonderful.
And I don't know. I could be wrong, but I think that downtown area is probably doing pretty well.
Well, it is now.
Especially that Riverwalk type of thing.
Yeah, so, it is now. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah,
so
that's
anyway, fine.
But now I
remember that license plate.
It's just black and white. It's kind of like the Spurs uniforms, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing fancy.
Right.
Because after all, we're Texas.
We are Texas.
So now, did you hear about the two high school lacrosse coaches who taught one of their players a very public lesson? Mac Breedlove, Texas teen Mac Breedlove, was forced to read a public apology to a packed Southwest Airlines plane after he was caught cutting in line during the boarding process.
Was this something that the flight attendants came up with?
The coaches coordinated with the flight crew to bring Breedlove to the front of the plane and have him speak into the intercom system. Mac said, "During the boarding process, I took advantage of this airline's kindness. I hope you will all find it in your hearts to forgive me, for I am just a young man that thinks I'm smarter than I am."
What did he do?
He cut in line.
Oh.
"Enjoy your flight and remember to fly Southwest because they let my coach do this to me." The plane erupted in laughter and applause. So there you go.
That's awesome.
It is. It really is. Teach him a lesson.
Well, but now the coach will be fired because, you know, mommy's little snowflake got embarrassed.
Either that or he'll do something really socially unacceptable sometime and they'll put it back on this. Do you remember back in August of 2012 when young Mac, who was on his way to a lacrosse tournament, was in front of the entire crew and passengers of a Southwest Airlines jet, forced to read this? It scarred him for life. That's the reason that he drowns puppies now. So we'll see how it works out for him. So,
I'd say that never gets old, but then I'd be lying.
It gets old after the fourth note.
It's 2 weeks every 4 years. And in fact,
it's 2 weeks every 2 years. Well, there's that winter games, too. No,
we don't care that
much. Nobody cares about those.
And I mean, after all.
Did you watch yourself some Olympics this weekend?
No, I didn't, as a matter of fact.
I did not watch a second
of it.
Really?
And that's fine. Anyway, they're averaging 33.9 million nightly viewers the first 9 days. That would make the London Olympics the most watched event in TV history.
Yeah.
If it continues. The record is currently held by the Beijing Olympics. In this day of immediate, and you know, the other day, you were discussing how a listener had said, gosh, you ruined it for me. Mm-hmm. You know, you spoiled
yeah,
stuff.
Spoiler, right,
and, you know,
right. Yeah.
I find it fascinating that in this world where so many feel it is important to instantly communicate,
right,
to make sure that everybody knows that Snooki's going to be on tonight on Jersey Shore or whatever it happens to be, that there are this many people who will actually sit and wait to watch an event that they know the outcome to.
Exactly.
I find it a real, just an interesting study.
I think it's interesting, too. And I can only think that it's probably the success of the Americans that they're finding out about yeah. 6 hours earlier, that they want to see how NBC presents it. They want to see it happen. And if the Americans were not doing as well as they are, it might not be, you know, that good.
So once again, my idea, why don't we play college football in a semi-empty stadium and then delay it 6 hours and show it?
I mean, wow. Yeah, just play them. Yeah, play the games at lunchtime.
Yeah.
You know?
We could put Chase in the stands with a bullhorn.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you'd need to do. It'd be a lot easier.
Play at Merrill Green.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly. Look at the money you could save. Don't have to worry about the controversy of the new football stadium or anything.
Or the new Palatial College Station Cougar Stadium.
Yeah, that's any right. of that stuff. Just do that. So we'll see.
Well, I mean, I've been watching a lot of the events live over the internet, especially the ones that the Aggies are involved in, because I've got a little schedule of when the Aggies are supposed to do their thing. So I've been watching those on the internet. So that's kind of a cool deal.
Okay. Yeah, don't forget
there's
today,
Aggie running at 3:30 today, as a matter of fact.
Well, at 1:45, that's a women's soccer semifinal.
Well, yeah.
U.S. and Argentina, really. They'll be playing at 4:15 this afternoon. And don't forget, of course, tonight, mm-hmm. it's more gymnastics. It will be, I don't know what this means, the apparatus finals.
Yeah.
When you bring something out there with you?
What? No, I forgot. I mean, they string out the gymnastics as long as possible.
Sure.
You know, first you got the team competition.
Oh, yeah.
Then you got the all-around individual competition. And then you have the competition by apparatus. In other words, they have the pommel horse, and then they'll have the vault and the uneven bars and the even bars and the, you know.
Yeah.
Right. So they've got all kinds of gymnastics.
All right.
Just keep it going.
On to more important stuff. In Scotland has built a Lego replica of the Olympic Stadium.
Oh.
Warren Elsmore spent 300 hours crafting a replica of the London 2012 Olympic Park.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he had plenty of time, because I'm guessing his social life is probably not, shall we say, up to snuff.
Could well be. Used a 250,000 Lego bricks, painstakingly sticking them together over a three-week period. Every brick we use is a standard Lego element, with no painting, gluing, or non-Lego parts. Claims that his official title is freelance Lego artist, and it says that on his business card. I'm sure.
Does that pay well? Maybe it does.
Yeah,
who knows?
And here you go. This is what we needed to know. Once again, Ryan Seacrest is over there because gosh knows he's not getting nearly enough publicity or exposure.
Uh-huh.
So the Hollywood Reporter noted several instances of Olympic athletes really giving us TMI. There would be Ryan Lochte, see how I know how to pronounce his name now, told an interviewer that he pees in the pool. He was asked by Ryan Seacrest if Olympic athletes sometimes did that. He said, of course, I think it's just something about getting into chlorine water that just automatically happens. What he said.
Colbert the other day.
Wait a minute. Wait. He did admit that he held back during competition.
Yeah. Oh, but he probably doesn't even know it.
He's lying. Anyway, all right, go ahead. Boy.
Colbert the other day was talking about the interview between Seacrest and Michael Phelps. Uh-huh. He said it was the most overexposed land-based mammal interviewing the most overexposed water-based mammal.
Very nice.
Very well done. Hello.
I'm just saying, the Lego man just had his work mentioned in Bryan College Station. Can you say the same thing about your work in his hometown?
Well, yeah, that's true. That's exactly right. Yeah.
I made people mad in Austin and Lubbock because of Brent Zwerneman, so there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Actually, I made him mad because of my mouth.
Well, that's right.
Brent was just doing his job.
He would just happen to be mentioned in that so that people would know, because otherwise you would. So did you hear about this guy in Houston who is texting? He said, I need to quit texting because I could die, right before he crashed his car.
Oh, no.
Chance Booth, 21 years old, plunged off a bridge after texting a friend about the dangers of texting while driving.
He died of irony.
No, and he didn't die. He's still alive. Doctors say he shouldn't have survived the crash, but
After extensive surgery, 6 months of rehab, expected to be okay. Suffered traumatic brain injury, broken neck, punctured lung, compound leg fractures, fractured skull, sternum, rib fractures, fractured face, and required reconstructive surgery. So there you go. Had to bring him back to life 3 times. Now he's spending most of his time telling people, don't text and drive.
Good for him.
And a preacher in Florida claims he can heal people by kicking them in the face. Yeah.
Listen closely, Chase.
Worth a shot. Once again, you hear where he's from. Todd Bentley of Lakeland, Florida, runs the Fresh Fire Ministries, currently embarking on a world tour to heal the sick and elderly. The people in England are begging officials to...
people with sore faces.
Yeah, really.
Sick and elderly, and he kicks them in the face.
I was going to say, you can bring Mama up there and let him just kick her in the teeth?
In a recent interview, he claimed the Holy Spirit told him to kick an elderly woman right there in the face with his boot. He says, just as my boot made contact with her nose, she fell under the power of God.
Well, yeah. Oh. I mean, yeah, you know, you get kicked in the teeth. You don't worry about your sore knee anymore.
Flooded room from a broken...